What do you think about Dula Peep?
It's a weird week of celebrities who are older, I should say, not being able to pronounce the names of younger pop stars or people that are current right now. At some point, I guess maybe you just stop paying attention to pop culture. But if you're in pop culture for a living, like Wendy Williams is, you should probably continue to learn how to pronounce stuff. Like this week, I really love Dan Savage. You know, we've had him on the show before. He's a sex podcaster. He talks about like sex advice guy.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I thought he tries to stay relevant. He usually does pop culture stuff and news stuff. But he was talking about Megan Thee Stallion, and he kept calling her Megan 3 Stallion.
He didn't pre-read before he went on the air.
But even that, like, none of the millennials around him who work for him were like, dude, it's the Stallion, not 3 Stallion. Like, the fact that nobody corrected him is kind of weird and says something about the way he runs things, that they feel like they can't correct him or say anything, you know?
No, I mean, I think the millennials are making fun of him. That's why they do that. I had a guy... It was funny. The owner of the radio station wanted to have this guy on mm-hmm. Sunday nights.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy was 300 years old.
Right.
And I would send him a log, you know, a week in advance. So he'd get the log. And, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes when you're looking at a music log at a radio station, it won't type the whole name of the song. It'll
right.
only type half of it because the name of the song is too long.
It's like a really long name, right? Yeah.
Right. So he would be on the air going, "It's Van Halen. Ain't talking about L."
No.
Because that's where it would stop, and that's what he would say. So we would just, and we wouldn't correct him. I'm not correcting uh-huh. him. The Unforgiven 11. And I'm not correcting him because I didn't hire the idiot.
It's the Rolling Stones. Ain't too proud to
Right. I didn't hire the idiot. I'm right. just going to sit back, and this is fun for me. So I'm just going to listen to it, and everybody's going to be making fun of him.
Yeah, but the people who work for you, like if you and I ever mispronounce something and a producer that worked with us didn't tell us and they knew, I mean, we would let them have it. We'd be like, dude, like, how did you let us mispronounce, I don't know, whatever we mispronounced? You know, it could happen. Somebody who works for us should be like, hey, you know, listen.
Well, before I go on the air, I'm going to find out how to say their name.
Right, I do that too, and I'll even go to how do you pronounce, like if it's like a weird name or something French or something, you know, that's not American, I might not know how to pronounce it. But the weird thing is, the one thing that people should be able to pronounce by now, it's been a while, is coronavirus.
Don't be afraid of Cornova. Don't let it dominate your life, sir.
Oh. Yeah, so this is Wendy Williams trying to give President Trump advice about I don't know what. I'm thinking she means Corona, but what's she calling it, Cordova?
Don't be afraid of Cornova.
Cornova.
Don't let it dominate your life.
Okay, so she is bashing him
uh-huh.
on her show during that stupid segment that she has. She's trying to make him look bad, and she
right.
can't even pronounce the thing that everybody in the world can pronounce.
It's so weird. It's like, it's not like we're asking you to pronounce Dua Lipa, which we know a couple of weeks ago you couldn't pronounce. Like, I get it. So Dua Lipa is a pop star. Maybe you never heard of her. You don't know who she is. You probably should have asked one of your millennials around, like, what is D-U-A-L-I-P-A? And they would
okay.
have said, Dua Lipa, girl.
What do you think about Dua Lipa?
That I give her a pass. You know, I think she's probably in her 50s by now. This isn't her music. But you don't know how to pronounce Corona. But now I'm thinking that she does it on purpose. Because how do you, in October 2020, not know how to pronounce Corona? Like, you've never heard of the coronavirus by now? Come on. Now I just think it's an act.
Don't be afraid of Cornova.
Uh-huh.
Don't.
But her show isn't live.
It isn't?
No, they record that crap a day in advance.
Why? Because I was like, okay, I thought it was live. I'm like, it's live. What's she going to do? It's not even live and nobody bothered. That's what I'm saying. How come no one says to her, dude, you called it Cornova.
Cornova?
It's Corona. So that's why I'm saying I think it's on purpose to get attention. I think at this point, her show has no ratings left. So she's like, let me just mispronounce something really obvious.
No.
Don't correct it. Don't edit me.
Cornova?
No, I think she just reads. She doesn't pre-read, and the teleprompter goes by, and she just makes a mistake. But it's not live. You can say cut, go back, start over.
Say that again.
Right.
Cornova?
So, okay, so now do you think that her producers are so checked out they're not even paying attention? Do you think that nobody caught that?
That's even funnier. That is so Van Halen ain't talking about L right there, because you're just going to let that go because you're just sick of your job and you want it to be over. Should we edit? You can hear, there's two producers. One of them goes, should we cut that? I got to go to lunch.
Cornova?
Right. Wendy's already gone by now. She's already said it. We can't undo it. You know, that was her impassioned speech. You know, and I wonder if, like, she went through something where she's like, this is my moment. This is my impassioned speech. Do not edit anything I say. Okay. And okay, we're going to air exactly what you say then.
It's like any late night show, like The Tonight Show. They do it live to tape.
Right.
So they will edit it if they have to. If somebody comes out and says a word, they will edit it. They don't like to edit it, but they will. For something like that, you should edit it.
Although, when I used to do Showbiz Tonight and some of those TV shows, and we would do live to tape, I noticed that there'd be a couple of flubs, and they wouldn't edit it. That would just be, okay, so you flubbed, because it was live to tape, and that's just, tough.
Yeah, but if you're really going to mispronounce the biggest thing in the world in 2020...
Right, exactly.
Cornova?
I think you should say, stop, cut, stop it.